I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Development Report. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says he will act quickly to seek a new UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Ruud Lubbers resigned last week. A woman said Mr. Lubbers had touched her sexually. News reports identify her as an American UN employee in Geneva. On February 18th, the British newspaper, The Independent, published statements from four other women. They, too, accused him of sexual harassment, but did not make official cases. Mr. Lubbers denies any wrongdoing. In his resignation letter, the former Dutch Prime Minister said he felt insulted. He suggested that media pressure and problems facing the UN had caused Mr. Annan to see things differently now. The Secretary General had decided not to take action last summer after a UN investigation. He says he had received legal advice that the accusations could not be proven. Mr. Annan now says the continuing dispute had made the High Commissioner's position impossible. But he says his acceptance of the resignation does not mean that Mr. Lubbers is guilty. Mr. Lubbers completed more than 4 years of a 5-year term as head of the refugee agency. Mr. Annan recently appointed Mark Malik Brown as his top aide. Mr. Malik Brown headed the UN development program. The new chief of staff is seen as more aggressive than Mr. Annan. UN diplomats told the Associated Press that he was the one who first informed Ruud Lubbers that Mr. Annan wanted him to leave. The United Nations has struggled recently to improve its public image. The UN has been criticized for failing to supervise the Oil for Food program in Iraq. And UN peacekeepers have been accused of sex crimes against Congolese women and children. Last week, writing in the Wall Street Journal, the Secretary General argued that the UN remains important to humanity. He offered examples of efforts to help people around the world. One was the UN reaction to the tragedy from the tsunami waves in the Indian Ocean in December. World leaders are to consider reforms for the United Nations when they meet in New York in September. Mr. Annan says he will have proposals for, in his words, making the UN work better and the world fairer and safer. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss. I'm Gwen Uten.